Hello there.
Hey.
Welcome to today's podcast of In Case You Missed It. We're Jason and Tony.
I had to come. What are you welcoming me for?
Well, the other people listening.
Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome.
This morning we talked about, apparently a lot of people do this. They'll skip the shower and just bathe in the pool.
It's funny.
This is nasty.
What's that?
A poll found 51% of Americans have used a swimming pool as an alternative to showering before. That's nasty.
There's chlorine in there. What's nasty about it?
Yeah, but the chlorine ain't going to get it all, man.
Well, I mean, it's a pool.
Right. But it's still nasty. Here's the other part of this survey. 48% of us never shower before jumping in a pool. 24% of us go in a pool within an hour of having an explosive bathroom experience.
Oh, my gosh.
Or an EBE. You can call that at work now. Hey, man, do you have an EBE? And 40% of us have peed in the pool as an adult. And then people are going to want to shower use that for... you're swimming in EBEs and pee.
That sounds so military, yeah. Like Moab. Yeah. Sorry, we had a kid drop Moab. It's a kitty into the
Moab's
pool.
Moab's way worse. The big question on the internet yesterday was, do you wash your legs in the shower?
That's weird.
Yeah. There's a guy, Connor Arpool.
Whole leg?
He's a what?
The whole leg.
Yes, the whole leg.
Well, you knee up.
Both of them.
Your legs are in halves. You got knee up, knee down.
So far, this question on Twitter's received more than 820,000 votes.
Wow.
And thousands of people have left comments on this poll. 80% have voted that, yes, they do wash their legs in the shower.
Yay.
20% voted no, which means about 164,000 people out of that deal do not wash their legs in the shower. Here are some reasons that they have for not.
Okay.
The belief that the water and soap from washing the top part of the body would ultimately flow over the legs, and that's good enough.
Yeah, like just soaking, you know, wash over.
They also say that legs generally don't get dirty, and washing legs too often would strip them of their protective oil layer. when do we get one of them? Yeah. When do we get a protective oil layer on our legs?
I think I used that one as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess up my protective oil layer.
Mom. It's a good thing Tony doesn't live in England. He'd have got a ticket for a messy car.
What happened in England?
A guy in Marlow, England has been fined and had his license suspended by police for driving with a dangerous amount of fast food wrappers and trash in his car.
I know what you're getting at.
If you've ever tried to ride with Tony, there's at least a 15-minute wait to get into the vehicle.
I have to clear out your spot. That is kind of security, too. If anybody ever jumps in on me at a stop sign.
Yeah, you'd be really hard to carjack.
Well, and I've got those corn dog sticks in case I have to impale a hijacker in the throat.
And then in the back seat of Tony's car is possibly a weed eater, mower, guitar, amp, and some sort of speaker on top of trash.
See?
So now, there's no place to move what's in the front seat.
Now think about
it. It just piles on top of whatever's in the back.
When you got a classic like a 99 Honda and you're parking that out in the Walmart by itself, you have to make it unappealing for burglars.
Well, you've done that.
See, I'm effective.
Yeah.
Break in on me, I'll stick you right in the throat with something.
Switchblade corn dog stick. Had a new social media theater for you today.
That tutor guy.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
All right, Social Media Theater time, and this comes from the timeline of Stephanie. Stephanie's got big news to share.
Oh, boy.
And her friend Jamie and, I guess, boyfriend Steve?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Is in this too. I'll play Stephanie, you play Jamie and Steve. How about that?
Got it.
All right, here we go with Social Media Theater.
Stephanie, I'm pregnant.
Jamie,
Are you sure?
Stephanie. Yeah, I took a pregnancy test.
Jamie. That's so funny, LOL. Who's the daddy?
Stephanie. Steve, obviously.
Steve. Well, shit.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Tony had a brand new word of the day.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Chihuahuapotamus. Chihuahuapotamus was a prehistoric creature that annoyed the crap out of the other dinosaurs. Chihuahuapotamus.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
The best country lyric never, ever, 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 ever written.
Keith Urban said no to it.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I'm a baloney and spam kind of man. I'm trying to love a ribeye kind of woman.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Every single day, Tony and I go through a bunch of news stories. We try to find you one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it
The Real Good.
So, there's mixed feelings on Hooters waitresses. Mm. I know there's a lot of people out there that just think, you know, they're not good people. But they are.
Yes, they are.
They're just a job like any other job.
There's good people everywhere.
So for those of you who don't like Hooters waitresses, listen to this daggum story, all right?
Check this out.
There's a 72-year-old guy named Donald Thomas. He's a longtime regular at a certain Hooters in Roswell, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And there was a 22-year-old waitress named Mariana Villarreal. I'm guessing that's how she says her name. She waited on him recently.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, she'd waited on him before, but, you know, barely knew him. Because she'd only worked there for about 3 months. Anyway, they were talking, and she found out he recently lost function in both kidneys due to cancer.
Oh, no.
Well, this hit home for Mariana because her grandmother just passed away from kidney failure.
Oh.
She knew Donald could still live a normal life with one kidney, so she offered up one of hers.
No way.
At first, he was like, nah, sweetie, you don't need to do that. You're young, 22. Come on, you don't need to be doing that. But she said, no, seriously, I'm going to do this. So he finally said, yeah.
She didn't want her.
They got tested. They were a match. You know, everything was going to be hunky-dory. So the surgery happened last Friday at a transplant center in Atlanta. Donald and Mariana are both doing fine.
Yay.
How cool is that?
Wow, inspired. And her granny's in heaven smiling
back down
she gave her life to another person.
Mariana, you are real good. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to
In Case You Missed It.